One writer put it this way: the most miserable Christians I've seen are those who live with a foot in both worlds. Is that you? The only way to have joy is to say a full yes to God, which means saying no to reasonable perspectives and pursuits. We not only see Naomi's reasonable perspective that Ruth defies, but we also have to deal with Orpah's reasonable pursuit in Ruth chapter 1. Naomi tells Ruth, "Be like Orpah. Go back to your people. Go back to your gods." Naomi wasn't much of an evangelist, was she? But who could argue with the seemingly reasonableness nature of Orpah's decision? Family, security, a predictable future. Go back and marry a Moabite man, have Moabite children, and live your Moabite life. But Ruth's faith in Naomi's God, even when Naomi wasn't fully convinced herself of God's goodness, Ruth's faith caused her to say no to reasonable pursuits. Chapter 1 of the book of Ruth does not tell us how Ruth came to know about the power and the might and the goodness of God, but she did. It could have been in the same way as Rahab did back in Joshua chapter 1. It could have been from the words of Elimelech or Naomi or even Ruth's husband. What we do know is that Ruth was declaring a change. She was burning the boats of her former life and would now be a follower of Yahweh God. She would belong to the covenant people whose covenant was rooted in the work and word of God. And all of that symbolism was in anticipation of a greater work. God's ultimate blood work, His ultimate word, would be in Jesus Christ. His work upon the cross, bearing our guilt, defeating death for us, and bringing His people into covenant relationship with God the Father. And when we bow the knee to Christ, when you decidedly turn away from your desire for the sinful lifestyle and turn to Christ, then you're declaring a new identity. That's what baptism is all about. It's a declaration that we now belong to Team Jesus. It's an announcement of burning the boats. And we find this all over the New Testament, the idea of burning the ships. Think about what it means in that parable about the treasure hidden in a field, that the man in his joy goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Or the next one, the pearl of great price, that the merchant sold all that he had and bought the pearl. Think about what it means to take up your cross and follow Jesus. Or whenever Jesus says, "I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves." Or whenever He says, "All authority has been given unto me, therefore go and make disciples." Or when He says, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be given unto you." Or whenever Jesus says, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Or when He says, "No one who puts their hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Or when He says, "Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay His head." And He tells us, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." All of these are burn the ship statements. And Ruth is declaring the same thing. You'll have to burn the ships of popularity. You'll have to burn the ship of political correctness. You'll have to burn the ship of the American dream. You'll have to burn the ship of safety. You'll have to burn all of these things. You'll have to burn the ship of comfort, burn the ship of mediocrity. You'll have to burn the ship of complacency. You'll have to burn the ship of laziness, the ship of stubbornness. You'll have to burn the ship of your own agenda, plans, and dreams and say, "God, all of me is all you have, so use me all the way, because you alone are good and give goodness." So what will it be, churches? Will you burn the ships with Ruth? Will you name the ships that you need to burn and then burn them down? Today is the day, and now is the time to declare that Christ has captivated your heart and your life, and that your allegiance to Him is paramount in your life and in your family. You'll have to deal with other people's lack of perspective and unwillingness to burn their ships, but that shouldn't stop you. So begin walking with Jesus today and every day. When you pray today, please pray for Roma Bakchung and his family, our missionaries in Burma. And also remember the Rundi LifeWord broadcast heard in Burundi.